Hey guys, this is Old reporting for the National Rock Review, nationalrockreview.com. I am currently on the line with Chris Howorth, guitarist for In This Moment, guitarist and founding member of In This Moment, who's signed to Worldwide Century Media Records. Their latest disc, Blood, was released 8/14/12, topped out at 15 on the Billboard charts, and we will discuss that in a minute. Hey Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks for interviewing me today.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us. Okay, a little bit about Blood. It's been out for over a year now, and as of June 13th, I believe, sold over 161,000 copies. I assume you're happy with that.
We're very happy with that. It's actually at 194,000 copies as of today.
194,000?
Yeah, so we're super stoked, man. I mean, it's like really kind of unbelievable to go from doing three albums in a row, you know, struggling just to get to 60,000, 70,000, and, you know, this album, for whatever reason, you know, hit right, and all the things connected for us, and it's just unbelievable.
Okay. And you worked with Kevin Churko on this album, who you've worked with in the past. And
yes.
I see that he has on the track listing, he had a lot to do with the writing of each song on the album. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Kevin and Marie and I, pretty much every track we worked on together, and we kind of have this chemistry. It started with our second album, The Dream, and, you know, every album we've done with them, we've always felt like some kind of special connection and chemistry when we write together, and Blood, all of us felt this extra push to overcome and show everybody, and, you know, that's why we came up with the songs we did, I guess.
Okay, and let's see, well, you just embarked on a new tour. You're headlining the Hell Pop tour with King, Motionless in White, and All Hail the Yeti. How's that tour going so far?
It's amazing, man. We're probably about five shows deep so far, and they've all been great. The crowds are great. They're enjoying all the bands. Everyone's pulling their weight. It's a really awesome tour, and everyone's really cool, man. It's a really awesome kind of eclectic group of bands. Everyone's a little different from each other, but everyone brings something really strong to the tour, so it's great.
Okay, good deal. You're currently headed down to Florida. You're going to be playing downtown Orlando at a club at Firestone tomorrow night, and then headed over to the State Theater, I believe, on Sunday. Obviously, just wanted to throw that out there. And the tour is going to be ending up out in L.A. at Club Nokia on the 27th. So I guess tell everybody what they can expect from this tour.
Well, if you've seen us before on the cycle for Blood, you know that things have kind of been evolving as we go through the tours. And Marie and I kind of made a pact with each other that we were going to step it up every tour we do something different. And for Hell Pop, this being the biggest headlining tour we've ever done, the biggest tour we've done for ourselves on the Blood album cycle, you know, we're really bringing a special show. So if you've seen us before, you haven't seen this at all. You don't know what you're going to see. We're really proud of the show we've kind of developed, and getting better every show as we go through. So the people in LA are going to really see such a good show.
Yeah, well, I'm out of Flint, Michigan, and you guys played the Machine Shop a few months back, and that date sold out in like 3 days. And I know they were extremely happy that you guys came to Flint there, played the Machine Shop, and the show was absolutely kick-ass. And in my opinion, you guys have definitely stepped up your game in the past few years.
Yeah, I think, you know, we went through a period where our management dropped us, a couple of band members that had been with us from the beginning left us, and it was kind of like do-or-die time, and we made a pact, Ray and I, to everything we ever wanted to try or do, we were going to do, we weren't going to be afraid anymore, and that's kind of how we approach everything. And so every new tour we get, we're trying to make something different than the last and better for people to come see us. So fans that come to see multiple shows will see, or multiple tours throughout the year, will see a different show every time. Kind of cool.
Right. Now you guys do have a couple of videos released from the new album, or from Blood, rather, Adrenalized. Well, Blood was released a year ago, 8.3 million views on YouTube, and Adrenalized was released 6 months ago, 2.2 million views on YouTube. Obviously, with that many views, that's got to make you happy.
It makes us so happy, man. When you're saying the numbers, I still can't believe, like, Blood has got so many views. It really did have a almost viral. If people talk about things going viral all the time, it's kind of nonsense, but it seemed like that one really did. Something happened, and everyone just listened to it or watched it over and over and over. And we do have a third video coming out in a week or so for our single Whore, which is going to be equally racy and dark and weird, just like the other ones. So we're kind of excited to see what people think of that one.
Yeah, apparently Century Media just released a lyric video on YouTube about 3 weeks ago, 57,000 views already, so I'm sure everybody's looking forward to the official video for that track. Hey, one thing I did notice on the track, You're Gonna Listen, Jakey Lee did a cameo appearance on that. What can you tell me, how did that materialize?
Well, it was through our producer, Kevin. Right next door to the studio we were working in, Jake has been working on his new comeback solo album, and Kevin is kind of the executive producer of it, you know, kind of overseeing the whole thing and mixing it and stuff. And Jake was over at the studio one day, and I'm a huge fan. Like, when I was a kid, I used to look up to Jakey Lee so much, and he kind of influenced my playing a lot, so getting to meet him was really cool. And he was listening to some of our songs, and he's like, "When are we going to get to play on one of your songs?" And I was like, "Right now, man." I told Kevin, we actually took that song and extended the middle part, you know, double length, so that Jake could play on it. And he came in one day and just shredded for, you know, an hour or so, and we picked out the best parts, and it's an amazing solo, man. And then he actually invited us to play on his comeback record, so Maria's singing on a track, and I get to play guitar on a track, which is completely blowing my mind, and Jake and I are going back and forth playing leads and stuff. It's so cool. It's like kind of a pinch me moment, you know, in my life.
Yeah, it is awesome. I mean, obviously, he did great with Ozzy, but additionally, his work with Badlands was incredible as well, you know.
I agree.
Totally underrated band. I mean, the first album was great. You know, the second album didn't do as good, but his guitar parts on both were absolutely incredible. So I'm glad that got to happen for you. Let's see here. What else is going on? Okay, hey, a little bit about your gear. You're playing Schecter guitars. Is there anything else you can tell me about your current setup, you know, to get this sound that you're getting?
Well, Schecter actually made me my own guitar this year, which is a first for me as well in my career. They'll be, I think, showing that at NAMM coming up in January, but it's a really cool Flying V, made to my specifications, which is totally awesome. And we're currently kind of in limbo with our amp situation, so we're trying out a bunch of different things right now.
Okay, no favorite pedals or anything?
Dunlop. We use Dunlop pedals, and they're amazing.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's see. Like I stated, you're this Hell Pop tour with King, Motionless and White, and All Hail the Yeti, that ends out in L.A. on 1127 Club Nokia, but you guys are playing Shiprocked at the beginning of the year. This is your third time playing Shiprock, correct?
Yeah, third time in a row, and it's so cool that we keep getting to go back and do it. It's such a great time. Anybody that's never done a cruise that likes metal or rock would love to do this, man, because I've never done a cruise until we did it the first time, and it's like a rock show, but it's also like a vacation at the same time, so it's really awesome and a great time. And we're also doing a second leg of Hell Pop. It's not announced yet, but it's going to coincide with ending with Shiprock, you know, so we'll be touring through January as well.
Okay, and if people want information on that, they can find that on inthismomentofficial.com, is that correct?
Yes, and inthismoment.com as well, or Facebook/inthismoment.
Now, speaking of Facebook, you guys have, like, I don't know, 400-something thousand likes on Facebook, and you guys are posting stuff all the time. Obviously, that's really important just to stay connected with your fans via the social media and social networking websites.
Yeah, man, it's always been a big part of In This Moment. We started with MySpace, and MySpace had a huge effect on us getting signed and everything. We found our management through there. All of our fan base was developed through MySpace. We've kind of just transferred that over to Facebook, and we still personally talk to our fans when we can, you know, and have a lot of interaction through Facebook, man. It's a huge part of it.
Right. Now Blood was re-released in Europe about 5 months ago as a two-disc edition titled Reissue and Bonus, so it had a bunch of bonus tracks. What can you tell me about those bonus tracks that was on that special edition there?
You know what's funny is I have no idea what they put on there.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I didn't even know that happened. It's funny.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll find out about that. Hey, everybody, keep an eye out for that reissue, only available in Europe. But speaking of the reissue, you guys do some covers. Okay, Closer, Call Me, Heaven's a Lie. What can you tell me about doing those cover songs and, you know, just having some fun with it and decided to hit the record button or what?
Yeah, well, you know, the beginning, the Heaven's a Lie thing was right at the beginning of our career and just like, hey, what do you guys think about doing this with your label mates and stuff? And we were like, yeah, sure, we'd do anything. And then Call Me was one of our manager's ideas. And I love the song, and so does Maria, and she did an amazing job on it. It was going to be a single to kind of coincide with Warped Tour. Never really hit like we had hoped. And then Closer, Maria loves Nine Inch Nails, as do I, and she's been wanting to cover a Nine Inch Nails song forever, and it just made sense to do Closer on this new album. And we're playing it on Hell Pop now, and it's one of our favorite moments of the show.
Yeah, that's definitely good job on that, guys. Let's see, who else is on Shiprocked? You got Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach, 3 Days Grace, Device, Seven Dust, Candlebox, among others.
Butcher Babies are going to be on there, too. Buddies of ours.
Butcher Babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just actually played over in Pontiac there. Awesome show. And got to interview those guys. Great. Really happy with their success. You know, obviously saw them on the Mayhem Fest tour, and they put on a kick-ass show, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm not going to be able to make Shiprocked, I don't think, unfortunately, but if you get a chance, definitely go out and catch the Shiprocked. Hey, speaking of 2014, anything else you can tell me about, you know, maybe what's happening in the future for In This Moment in the coming year?
Yes, we have plans already, man. Shiprock is our last show of the Blood album cycle, and then we're going into the studio starting in February,
uh-huh,
all the way through June, and then we plan to be back on the road in July.
Okay.
With the new album, new single, everything going on in July.
Plan on working with Kevin again for this?
Absolutely, it's already locked in.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, listen, hey, anything else you want to add before I wrap this up?
No, man, just thanks for the interview, and fans, come out and see us on Hell Pop if you can. We're going to be touring again in January, so if your city isn't on the list right now, just stay tuned in the next couple weeks that we'll be announcing the second leg.
Yeah, just a reminder, the Hell Pop tour also features King, Motionless in White, and All Hail the Yeti. They will be in Orlando tomorrow on 11-2. And over at the State Theater, St. Petersburg, 11-3. So be sure to go on to inthismomentofficial.com, or you can check them out on their Facebook page and get all the dates. So, hey, Chris, I appreciate your time. Best of luck with
Thanks,
this
bro.
Tour. Best of luck with Shiprocked and the recording of the new album in 2014. I know I look forward to it, and I'm sure everybody else does too.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys for the support, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Congrats on the success, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Yep. Peace out.
Peace.
Okay, you still there? Hey, guys. Just a reminder. Keep checking back on a daily basis. www.nationalrockreview.com for all the best in concert imagery, band interviews, CD and show reviews. Additionally, be sure to tune into my show, The Metal, every Sunday night from 8 to 12 on WKUF 94.3 FM in the local Flint listening area, or WKUF.FM anywhere else in the world. Stay metal, people. Peace.